Let's talk more airplane safety as we go to New York and visit with ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard, who's joining us right now. Mark, always a pleasure. Boeing's problems just keep mounting. I mean, the surveillance video, the footage of this plug that wasn't installed was kind of overwritten. I mean, this is an unbelievable story that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, the NTSB chair, during testimony earlier this month before Congress, really expressed some frustration with Boeing about basically saying, we're not getting the information we need from them to properly do our investigation of what went wrong on that door plug, on that door panel on that Alaskan Airlines flight that blew out mid-flight. And they've now, the NTSB chair has now sent a letter back to the same representatives in Congress saying that since that hearing that occurred earlier this month, we've further again tried to get that information, and Boeing has now told us they don't have the records. They don't. The surveillance footage has been overwritten of the manufacturing process on whatever day or weeks or whatever it was working on that door panel, and furthermore, that Boeing doesn't even have records of who it was that worked on the panel. It's not even that they don't have the surveillance. They don't even know who it was that worked on that panel. And instead, Boeing's merely provided the NTSB a list of all the employees who work on the door crew. But that doesn't tell the NTSB who was the one that actually worked on this door and apparently failed to put those plugs, those door plugs, back in place. And so the NTSB is certainly expressing some frustration here that they say we're not getting the information we need.
Wow, this Boeing 737 MAX has been so problematic over the years. I mean, they've had so many issues in the production process of this jet.
Yeah, and that's part of what the NTSB is looking at. You obviously have these different companies that all kind of work together because Boeing contracts out a lot of the manufacturing process. Like the fuselage is made by a company called Spirit, which is based in the Midwest, and then sends the fuselages to Boeing for final assembly. You know, they get the wings from someone else. They get, you know, the engines from somewhere else. And so Boeing kind of puts them all together at the factory. And so you have this very complicated process that regulators are looking into, the NTSB as well as the FAA. And the FAA has said it's found deficiencies in Boeing and Spirit's quality control measures and safety procedures. And they've now told Boeing, we want to see a proposal from you on how you're going to fix that, how you're going to remedy that. And they want that within 90 days. So Boeing has highlighted in its response to the letter from the NTSB, it's kind of highlighted, well, we're working on changes. We're working to make things better. Now, some of it seems to be coming at the behest of regulators, but nevertheless, that's what they say. They've also said in response to this, hey, you know, if the record doesn't exist, the record doesn't exist. We can't provide it if we don't have it. And in the meantime, we're working to give the NTSB what we can.
Yeah. In the meantime, there are also major airlines, though, that are making decisions on major purchases of new airlines, new aircraft.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I think what this has is, you know, whatever the regulatory fallout of this might be, whether that's, you know, the NTSB and the FAA requiring changes in the production quality control, things like that, maybe there's fines or things like that that could come down the line. You know, we don't know, but really here too, what Boeing is dealing with is the public fallout, right? Like you have a public that's growing more concerned about whether or not Boeing planes are safe given the number of incidents that we've seen. And I saw a report that said Kayak, the travel booking website, has seen a 15-fold increase in people selecting a filter saying, I'd rather not fly in a Boeing plane. So that's concerning. You have the American public a little more concerned about those planes, but also airlines are basically saying with the changes in manufacturing and the issues that we're having, we might not get all the planes that we've ordered, which means we're going to have to change routes and cut back on some flights. And so that's also going to have a downstream effect here for the American public. Now, maybe these aren't going to be the most visible things every single day, but at the end of the day, Boeing's reputation being impacted by this, certainly with the American public and airlines saying, hey, we're going to have to make some changes.
Excellent information, as always. ABC News correspondent from New York, Mark Remillard, thanks for the time, as always. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thank you.